drink.
What's the counterpart for aversion? Like delight is to craving, desire. Would delight be the opposite?
In terms of, say, rather than delight, there would be aversion?
I guess, yeah, the relation between delight and craving, what would the thing that would be delight or anger and aversion?
Well, usually what happens is the, because then that sets up the, usually the vibhava tanha. So that what it usually, kama tanha is usually the what is being stimulated with the that delight in a sensually enticing object is then a say the response is kama tanha, a sensual desire, and aversion, the tanha that arises would be vibhava tanha, not wanting. Not wanting, pushing away, rejection of that object. So then, that's where you get into the Dhammacakka Sutta, where the Buddha points to the source of dukkha being kama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha, and so that. The desire for a sensual object is stimulating that sensual desire, kama tanha. But then aversion is going to be, generally would be, and again, the mind is rather perverse, so we're not limited. But generally the tendency would be vibhava tanha, pushing away. Rejection.
On a certain level, I think is also like a delight in aversion, like you actually delight in aversion.
Yep. Yeah. No. It's
the same.
Yeah, and there's certainly bhava tanha in terms of that coming into being of that the personality, the sense of being, the sense of self, the personhood. So that one is then. Establishing a sense of me within that.
As Jeff makes one thing, the key to hindrances, you know, there is something we're gaining, some benefit in it, why we go to it.
Oh, certainly, mm-hmm. Certainly. I mean, that's the. There's the. There's always the assumption or illusion of getting something, gaining some kind of a benefit, gratification in some way or another, even if it's rather perverse, and just like that with aversion, where there's this perverse feeling of gratification that. I really got him that time, and the mind is just completely contorted with negative states. So it's not a particularly fruitful state at all.